Liturgy of the Hours through the Holy Spirit. Breathe on me, bread of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love the things you love and do what you will do. Breathe on me, bread of God, until my heart is pure, until with you I have one will to live and to endure. Breathe on me, bread of God, my soul with grace refined, until this earthly part of mine glows with your fire divine. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Today, we are going to continue our class, and we are talking about the rounds. We are using the prayer book. Some of us, we call it the blue book, but it's the prayer book. And we have been talking about these rounds that Luisa is doing. And if you began with us, when we start doing all of these, you should be like around the 16 or 17 hours if you are doing one each day. Just to remind you what we have been doing in these rounds, in these hours, we were talking about the difference between doing our acts and then following these acts that are in these hours. So I mentioned that when we do our acts, we invite the divine will to be in us and to be the one who is doing in every single act that we do. As our Lord Jesus is telling us in volume 14, when he mentions about the prevenial act and the actual act. And in that way, we call the divine will to be in our in every single act that we do. But when we do the rounds of creation, it's a little bit different because now we are following. We are going around and we are impressing our I love you, I thank you, I adore you, I glorify you in every single act that God did. And beginning with creation, right at the beginning, the soul goes into that moment and it puts the I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you, to thank God for everything that he has done out of love for us in everything that is being created. So that's the difference, the main difference with this hour is that it is the soul that follows God. It is not the soul that calls the divine will to be in every single act. So just to make that differentiation. And I want to go to the introduction again to this of these hours. Let me find the page here. It's 345. Okay, at the introduction of these hours, this is what Luisa Picarreta writes. The soul goes at the moment in which God was creating all things and becomes present. The soul receives from him as though in a storehouse all the divine love that comes from every single act that God is doing, right? So when you go and do the rounds of creation, you are following God in everything he did out of love for you. So you praise, you adore, you glorify, you correspond to him. You imprint your I love you in every single act. And in that, in every single act of creation, you find all the love that he has for all the creatures.
Yeah.
So you take that love, you make it yours as the rounds of creation, they tell us, as Luisa Picarreta writes. So you go around, you find that love, you make it yours, and then you distribute that to all the creatures. And then with that, you ask the Lord, you ask God for the kingdom of the divine will so that he may sent so that the kingdom of divine will may be sent, but first of all in our souls, in our hearts, that we may be invested with that gift. So with every single round that you do, you are asking for the kingdom to descend according to these writings. And then another thing that you do is basically you are saying to God, I'm not alone. With me, I have all the power, all the love that creation contains, all your own love, right? And with this, I come before you to ask you for the kingdom to descend. And I also mentioned that in the Gloria, we find this language. Because every Sunday at Mass, in the Gloria, we say, we praise you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks. And then in the Gloria, we say, for your glory, for your great glory. But here we go a little bit, we go beyond that. Because now in the Gloria, we are saying, we glorify you, we praise you for your great glory, right? And here we are glorifying God, not for his great glory, but with his own glory. So we are giving him, we are corresponding him with his own love that we find around creation. And I also mentioned that this language, these rounds, we find them in a way in the Old Testament also, because you go to Daniel goes around and he praises God, he adores God, he glorifies God in and through creation as he goes around and he praises God, starting with the angels. Angels of the Lord, praise the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters, bless the Lord. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. So he is, in a way, we can say he's doing the rounds too. But this kind of language is familiar already with the church. We find it in the church already. So what is new with these rounds is that now we go and we take that same love and we correspond God with his own love. So we find it, we make it ours, as Luisa Picaretta writes in the introduction of these hours, then we distribute, we give it to everybody. So yes, so that you have that in mind when you do the rounds of creation. You already read these rounds. I mentioned that in a way you should be like in the 16 or 17 hour, depending on when you began, or maybe you finish all of them. But you also notice that you find the acts of redemption there. And you find all the miracles of our Lord Jesus. I think that's in 17 hours and the 19 hour also. All the miracles that our Lord performs. And last time I mentioned that when you read the Bible too, when you read the Bible, and as you find all the ministry of our Lord Jesus, during this time we are in ordinary time. And ordinary time means the ministry, the public ministry of our Lord Jesus. That's what it means in the church. So as you read, let's say for daily Mass, as you read the Gospel, as you read the Bible in the Old Testament, the New Testament, you can also imprint your I love you, I praise you, I glorify you in every single miracle that our Lord did, right? In every parable that he taught. So this is a way that we can incorporate also this spirituality in the writings of Luisa Picaretta in our life. That you don't need to live, to stop reading the Bible or to do the rosary of all those things. You bring them in the divine will. So you incorporate all those things that you already do in the divine will. So you impress your I love you in everything that you do also. So let's say In there, we also find the sacraments, the institution of the sacraments. And in every sacrament, our Lord Jesus, in these hours, shows Luisa how to correspond to the love that is in every one of them. So I want to talk about that today. So you got, those who have your book, if you have the book, you go to the 19th hour. Okay, in the 19th hour, the soul goes, let me see. In the 19th hour, the soul follows our Lord Jesus as he enters into Jerusalem. And this is something that all the hours begin with. It says the soul follows. So again, it is the soul who follows all the acts that are already done. So the soul follows Jesus as he enters into Jerusalem. And the soul puts, I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you, as our Lord Jesus enters into the city. But then later in this hour, Luisa Picarreta mentions the sacraments. And I want to talk about the sacraments in this class today. So let's read something here. Our Lord says, before I die, I want to institute the sacrament of the Eucharist to leave a final remembrance of the intense love I have for my children. My love, Luisa Picarreta then says, my love, I bind myself to you so I can place my I love you in each of the sacraments you instituted. And then she mentions the baptism. I want to impress my I love you in everyone who is baptized, in all those who are baptized, to ask you, by virtue of the divine fiat, for each person who is baptized, right, to give us the kingdom of the divine will. How many of you, in doing the rounds, or before doing the rounds, before you knew these prayers or these writings, thought about giving thanks for the sacrament of baptism and the gifts that we receive in the sacrament of baptism? The sacrament of baptism is one of the sacraments that the church calls the sacraments of initiation. We need the sacrament of baptism to begin our journey together with our Lord, basically, to have divine life in us. And in that sacrament, we receive three gifts that we call theological virtues. So it is the gift of faith, hope, and charity. These are gifts that God gives us in this sacrament. They are freely given to us. We call them theological because they come directly from God, freely given to us. The graces that we receive in the sacrament of baptism, these three gifts, they are needed. This grace is needed. It's the Holy Spirit. It is in there that we become the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, God the Father is, and the second person of the Trinity is, the difference is that in the sacraments, it is the Holy Spirit who operates in every single sacrament. So when we say we become the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity, is that the divine life has been implanted in our soul. It has been given to us in that sacrament. So again, wherever the Holy Spirit is, God the Father is, and the second person of the Trinity is, but in the sacraments is the Holy Spirit who operates. So that's why we say we become the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity, temples of the Holy Spirit. And it is needed. So it is God loving us, right? And giving us his own life. And when we go and we say, I thank you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you, with your same love, with the same love that you have sent and put out your love into my heart, as St. Paul says, that the love of God has been put into our hearts by the grace of the Holy Spirit. So we correspond God with his own love. And then he is satisfied. So each one of us that has been baptized, we can go to renew the graces of our baptism by saying, using the same language, immersing ourselves in the divine will to correspond God and to thank him for all the graces that we have received. There is a beautiful prayer that to the Blessed Trinity that we say, ever most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly, I love you intensely, I thank you perpetually. Right? We can say, for the gift of my baptism, right? So in that way, you correspond to the Blessed Trinity in that way. So the sacrament of baptism, it initiates our journey. It initiates us into the divine life. So it places us at that moment in which we begin our journey with our Lord, so that in that sacrament, we receive his divine life. And now that life has to grow in us. It has to grow in us. It is in the sacrament of baptism that God begins, as we say, his work of divinizing us, because at the moment of the fall, when Adam decided to do his will apart from God's will, that divine life that was animating him, that was in him, he lost that gift, so that now we don't have that life. So it has to be implanted in us again. It has to be given back to us. And this is what happens in baptism. So that's why this sacrament is so important. It initiates us, right? And we know what is a valid baptism and what is not a valid baptism. So we are not going to get into that, but just to connect this with the sacraments and with what the church teaches us. Then Luisa Picaretta goes with the next sacrament. She goes with the sacrament of confirmation. And in this sacrament, she again places the I love you, I thank you, I adore you, right? And she says to invoke the victory of your divine will in each person being confirmed. In the sacrament of confirmation, we become soldiers of Christ. This is what the church tells us. And we receive 7 gifts: wisdom, knowledge, understanding, courage, piety, fear of the Lord, counsel. 7 gifts. And the church teaches us that in the sacrament of confession, we receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The fullness of the Holy Spirit. These gifts, we all need these gifts. If we become soldiers of Christ, as the church tells us, you know, soldiers, they fight. So we need these gifts to fight against the enemy. In our spiritual life, in our spiritual journey, we need these gifts. I mentioned in our first class that one of the prayers that you can pray, it was with Wisdom chapter 9, that I recommend to you that you could pray from 1 to 4. Asking the Lord to give you wisdom, to increase that wisdom. And it's very beautiful because it goes, it mentions Adam and all of that, the beginning of wisdom. So it's a beautiful passage. All these gifts that the Holy Spirit give us, they are like divine helps. Right? We need understanding, the gift of knowledge, to know God. So to do the round in our own life, we can go again and we can say, I love you, I praise you, I adore you, glorify you, I thank you with your will, with the same love, with your same love, with the same love of the Holy Spirit, I correspond you. For every gift that was given to me in my sacrament, in the sacrament of confirmation, I correspond you and I love you. I praise you. I thank you. Right? To correspond God for that gift that we have received. To correspond to the Holy Spirit. We can even go one step farther and we can say, Holy Spirit, I love you with the love of the Father and the Son. I love you with your own love. And I thank you for all the gifts you bestow upon me in the sacrament of confirmation. Increase your love in me. Or whatever, you know, is you can make in a way your own prayer. Because remember, living this spirituality, now it is the soul and God. The soul loving God and corresponding God. And God giving to the soul. Right? So to correspond God in everything he gives us. And since we say that the one who operates behind the sacraments is the Holy Spirit. God the Father is present and the second person is present, but the one who is operating is the Holy Spirit. So to love the Holy Spirit with the love of the Father and the Son, with his own love. And in every one of these gifts is God who is telling us also, I love you, I love you, I love you. In the same way that when we read the first hours and we saw that Bishop Picavecta is going around creation and placing they love in every single drop of water, and that in every single drop of water, God is saying to the creature, I love you, I love you, I love you. Those are the I love yous of God. So in the sacrament of confirmation, with the 7 gifts, is God telling us, I love you, I love you, I love you. Right. So to correspond to that love that is given to us, then we can use the same language that Luisa Picarreta is using here, right? Then let's go to the next sacrament. The sacrament of anointing of the sick, she mentions here. And she goes and she plays the I love you in every sacrament of the sick, in every time that the sacrament of the sick is being given to those who are dying. So they may complete their life in the divine will. The sacrament of anointing of the sick, along with the sacrament of confession, they are called sacraments of healing because they heal us also. The sacrament of baptism is a sacrament of initiation, but also enters into the sacrament of healing because it heals us from original sin. So these are, in this way, the church talks about these sacraments as sacraments of healing. And Luisa Picarreta is impressing the I love you, I praise you, I thank you, and I love you, I praise you in every single one of these sacraments and in every time that the sacrament of confession has been given, asking that even at the last moment, those who receive this, they may have the chance to complete their lives in the divine will, meaning that God may be able to accomplish in them what he wanted to accomplish. At least that they may have at least one act done in his will. So at least God may be able to give something of what he wants to give to that person. Because remember, God wants to give to all of us at every single moment. But because we don't have the capacity to receive, then he cannot give us that. So when Luisa Picarreta mentions this sacrament, is that those who receive this sacrament may have the chance, the opportunity to receive something. So that something may be accomplished, something of the plan of God may be accomplished in the souls that are dying. And of course, we know that the sacrament of anointing of the sick has the power to forgive sins. Sometimes the persons who receive this sacrament, they are not able to talk. Or when somebody is in coma or somebody is dying, they are not aware, and when the sacrament is given to them. So the sacrament of confession, the church teaches us that has the power to forgive sins also. It joins the person to the sufferings of Christ. That's why it's very important when somebody is sick. It's not only for the dying, but when you are sick and you ask the priest to anoint you with the oil of the sick so that you join your sufferings to the sufferings of Christ, so that your suffering may become a redemptive suffering, right? So in that way, our suffering is not wasted. Perhaps some of you have a chance to receive this sacrament. So you have received this sacrament, then you can do the rounds also in your own, and you can say, I love you, I thank you, I adore you, I glorify you in that sacrament of anointing that I received. Right. Luisa Picarreta, then she goes to the holy orders, the sacrament of the priesthood, and she says, I impress my I love you in the sacrament of holy orders to ask for priests to conform to your will. May they possess and spread your holy kingdom. So I think that's clear, right? The idea, you get the idea that is to go to all the sacraments. Now let's go to the sacrament of matrimony. May I love you is impressed in the sacrament of matrimony to ask you for families formed in the school of your divine fiat. I place my I love you also in the sacrament of penance to ask you to give in each confession of the faithful, death to sin, and life to your divine will. For all those who are, of you who are married, again, you can go and renew the graces of your marriage, of the sacrament of marriage. Because again, it is the Holy Spirit operating in that sacrament. So you think, you place your I love you, I praise you, I thank you with your will, with your own love for the sacrament of matrimony. And ask the Lord to renew the graces, right? And in the sacrament of confession, she mentions something that we may die to sin and resurrect to the divine life, to the divine will, to the life of the divine will. When we began these classes, I gave a class on the sacraments, on the commandments, on the Ten Commandments. I think those were the first classes I gave on the sacraments. So I want to mention something about the sacrament of confession and the commandments. In the sacrament of confession, of course, we find the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God. And when I was given that class, I mentioned that one, the class on the sacraments, I mentioned that one of the best way to prepare ourselves to go to confession and to really have a good confession, a confession that will have an effect in our soul, is to examine our conscience through the Ten Commandments. Because sometimes we don't know how to go to confession. We tell the priest how wonderful we are and all the wonderful things we do. You know, but the sacrament of confession is not for that. The sacrament of confession is to really accuse ourselves of what we have done. And if we go through the Ten Commandments, it will be a very effective confession. It will be short. And I can assure you that the priest will be very happy with you. And in that way, that sacrament will have effect in our soul. Because we go to the point and we have to identify those sins. When we identify those sins, right? And we receive forgiveness, then the next time it will be easier for us to overcome those sins, because we already know, we have knowledge of them. And this is something that we really have to have in our mind. If we want to incorporate all the teachings, that all the things that we are learning here, you know, we have to incorporate all of them. When you read, now that you are learning the hours of the rounds, how to do the rounds, again, you go and apply, you place your I love you and I thank you, and you apply all of that when you read sacred scriptures. In these hours, we began with creation. It mentions also some of the figures in the Old Testament and how we go and we place our I love you, I thank you, I adore you in the sacrifice of Abraham, you know, in the patience of so and so, in all of these events in the Old Testament. So when you read sacred scripture and then you apply this spirituality, this way of living to glorify God in everything you do and to correspond for all he has done for us. The history of salvation tells us all that God has done for us. So he shows his love for us. So when we read, then we correspond to that love that is in there. And why do we have to read these writings then? Well, we become acquainted with the language. It becomes part of us. It becomes like our second nature the more we do it. You know, at the beginning, we need all these little formulas and these prayers, but then they become part of us. And then suddenly they will become part of you and you will be doing this. You will be doing this without even saying this aloud. Yes, in you know, in your mind, in your heart, you will be able to do this, to unite yourself with the Lord and to correspond in this way. But it is necessary also to read them, because what our Lord says to Luisa Picaretta in the Divine Appeal is that every time that we read these writings, he is next to us, infusing that that knowledge and with his hand in our heart, so we may come to love these writings, all that we find in here. So just to keep that in mind, so that you really incorporate all of these things in your daily life as you read sacred scripture, as you go to Mass, you know, and you receive the sacrament of the Eucharist, you receive our Lord Jesus in the Eucharist, and then you place your I love you in every single host that is being consecrated around the world. You put your I love you in every single sacrament. So you receive Jesus with his son love, so he may find the correspondence of the creature there. Luisa Picaretta continues here and she writes, "My Savior Jesus, I desire that my I love you never abandon you and may be eternal with you. Therefore, I have it with my adore you, I praise you, I thank you in every sacramental host." Asking for the kingdom to come, to descend, so that all the creatures may receive also the graces, that they may receive, they may be open to receive the kingdom of your divine will. So those, the sacraments that we mentioned in the way we correspond to the Lord by doing the rounds of creation, this has to become part of us. This is a way of practicing this, you know. So now that you are acquainted with these writings and you know all the language that Luisa Picarreta uses, and that the church is familiar already with this language and is in tune with everything that the church teaches. So make it part of you, of your daily life. And as you become acquainted with this way of doing the rounds, then you will not need the writings, to have the writings all the time with you, because during the day you can do your rounds also. And if you do sacred scripture or Bible study, you do Bible study, then whenever you read the gospel, then you place your I love you in every single word of the gospel. When you go to mass, you place your I love you in every single word, right? In the gospel. Just in the same way that we do in the hours of the passion. We follow our Lord during the passion. So we can follow the same in the New Testament. All the things that our Lord Jesus did. I also wanted to mention today Our Lady, because in here you read the seventh hour we encounter Our Lady there. And Luisa follows the divine will at the moment of the conception of the Blessed Mother. So from there, in these hours, you find from creation all the way to the Assumption of Our Lord. But in here, you encounter the presence of the Blessed Mother, and together with the Blessed Mother, then in that hour, Luisa Picarreta goes together with the Blessed Mother, then adores and gives thanks together with the Blessed Mother and correspond together to God. Why should we do these hours? I mentioned to you the first class that our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta that the best way to glorify him is to glorify, to give thanks through his own acts. So these are not our acts. This is the difference with the rounds, with these writings, that these are not our acts. The soul just follows and places, imprints the I love you of the act that is already done. So that's why God is glorified with his own love. And that's why he's so pleased, because these are his own acts. So the creature just goes around following together with him. Why should we do this acts in these hours? So in this way, God will accomplish in us also what he wants to accomplish in all the creatures, in each one of us. And we know that with every single act that we do, we know that our soul is able to expand. And this God expanding our soul through these acts also. So it has the same effects, but now these are the acts of God. I wanted to read from volume 35, it's October 25, 1937. This passage talks about the Blessed Mother. And is in connection with the seventh hour in the rounds. So you have chance during the week read this passage. In this passage, Luisa Picarreta shows us how she was doing them. This is something that she used to do. And what she mentions, and I want you to make the connection with the 7 hours, is that she, in this hour, she mentions that she is doing this specific hour and how she unites with the Blessed Mother. I was doing my rounds in the acts of the divine will, and I arrived at the moment of the conception of the Blessed Mother. And I stopped to offer to God the power and the love which the divine persons have in conceiving this celestial lady, in order to obtain the coming of the kingdom on earth. So it goes and it shows how she is doing all of this and how she's placing the I love you, I praise you, I adore you, in all the love that the Blessed Trinity pour out, all the wisdom and all the power that the Blessed Trinity put out of themselves to create, right, to create these creatures, Our Lady, the Celestial Mothers. So she's impressing, I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you, and giving thanks to the Blessed Trinity for creating this beautiful creature that is our mothers. And after that, she tells us that she unites also with the Blessed Mothers in giving thanks. So if you have, again, if you have this book, and if you have a chance during the week, read this passage, because it's in connection with the 7 hour. And in there, you will also understand a little bit about the Immaculate Conception and how Our Lady was able to give her fiat to the Lord right at the moment of her conception. Because this is something that many people, they ask questions about this particular subject, that how the Blessed Mother was given the grace to live in the divine will since the moment of her conception. So here in this passage, and in that hour, you will find the answer for that. So these two are very important. Okay. In that same passage, I wanted to mention also that our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta that one act, doing this act in his divine will, he says one act is able to invest all the saints. One of these acts give new glory and happiness to the saints in heaven. It says it pours these blessings, all these blessings are poured out upon the pilgrim souls, thus us, the pilgrim church. So that they may feel the power and the grace that these acts contain. In the next line, I find it very encouraging for all of us, because it says, how many souls burned by passions, sin, and brutal pleasures feel the freshness of this divine dew and remain transformed in good. But this is what this acts, the Lord Jesus is telling Luis Becareta that when we do these rounds, this is what they do to the pilgrim church. That in those who are in heaven already, their glory and their happiness is being renewed. And that for the pilgrim church, they have the effect, right, to transform all these things, the pleasures and the passions, right, into basically virtues, so that we may be detached, basically. So we may be able to overcome all of this. So in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the church tells us that all that we do, like all that the Lord has given us in the church, all the gifts that he gives to his church is for the common good, is for the good of all the church. So in that passage, we see that our Lord says that he helps those in heaven, he helps us pilgrims, and I'm sure it helps those who are in purgatory too. Because if all other acts, they help also the souls in purgatory. So by redoing this, by making ours, by receiving all the love that is in these acts of creation, of redemption, and sanctification, right? They benefit the whole church, also the church in purgatory. So there is a lot that perhaps we do not know the extent of all the effects that these acts done, you know, in his will, that all these acts that we follow, but we know that they benefit everybody. So in reality, we don't need to really understand the whole extent. As long as we understand that by following and receiving, by imprinting our love, our correspondence, God is being glorified. And he is able to accomplish in us his main purpose. Right? So that should be enough for us to do these rounds and just to be familiar with the language and to be acquainted with that. And then, as I said, the more you do it, then the more you read, the more you will be able to receive, the more understanding, because remember, the gift of understanding is already in us by virtue of the sacrament of confirmation. It's already in us. It just has to develop, right? And since it is the Holy Spirit, the giver, we say in the Creed that the Holy Spirit is the giver of life. What kind of life? Divine life. And what kind of life do we receive from these writings? Divine life. What kind of life do we receive from the sacraments? Divine. Right? So all the gifts that we already possess, they are being nourished and developed. So through these gifts, we come to understand this great gift, the gift of all gifts, which is the gift of living in divine will. So see all the gifts in the sacrament of confirmation, the knowledge, the understanding, the wisdom, all of this. See those as little tools that the Holy Spirit gives us so that we come to understand the main gift, the gift that contains all the gifts, which is the divine will. Right? So pray. With that prayer, I gave you Wisdom 9. It's a very beautiful prayer. Those who read it already, you know, that is a very beautiful prayer, and just keep reading the rounds. And last, next Sunday will be our last class on the rounds. Next Sunday will be the last class on the rounds, because we are ready. We are already like 19, so one more week with these writings. And if you have questions, then you can write them down and all of that. I'm just gonna, you know, I'm just gonna mention something. I don't want to offend anybody, but we have to keep this only for the divine will, you know, the class only in relation with the writings and divine will. And the questions, they have to be related with this subject, with the class, you know. And I will be happy to answer other questions, but not in this setting. All right. So with that, we have like 5 minutes, 3 minutes. If you have some questions or comments related to our class today, we can spend a little time, but let's pray first. We pray together, and then we spend some time for comments. Let's pray with a Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.